House Democrats claim to be laser-focused on inflation during debates. By Jacob Bliss on October 17, 2022. Vulnerable House Democrats continue to make remarks in debates about being focused on inflation and the economy while inflation continues to erase wage gains for most workers. During Democrat Representative Elaine Luria's VA recent debate against her Republican opponent, she was asked to rate the United States economy, even as grocery bills skyrocketed. The Congresswoman said she would probably rate the economy a 6. Additionally, Representative Lauren Underwood, DEL, in one of her recent debates, claimed that she and the rest of her party are laser-focused in the Congress on fixing the skyrocketing inflation while praising the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. In addition to Luria and Underwood, some of the other vulnerable Democrats have talked about rising costs and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Representative Jennifer Wexton, DVA, claimed that her voting record shows she has helped with prices in the country. Representative Mike Levin, DCA, said he believed that we are currently doing better than other countries with inflation and blamed former President Donald Trump for the rising gas prices. Representative Jared Golden, DME, claimed that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act is being misrepresented. Representative Dan Kildee claimed that the Democrats are working on lowering prices and blamed the Chinese coronavirus pandemic for the problem's supply chain and the other drivers of inflation, such as Russia invading Ukraine. Representative Susan Wild, DPA, said that she is focused on reducing prices for Americans. Representative Stephen Horsford, DNV, claimed that the Democrats are working on lowering prices for Americans and creating better-paying jobs. Representative Cindy Axne, DIA, claimed that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act put more money in people's pockets and that what the Democrats are doing on inflation is working. However, despite what the Democrats are saying about being laser-focused on inflation and touting bills, such as the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill signed into law last year, economists have been saying that the Democrats' spending would only hurt the economy. Jason Furman, a Harvard professor, who served as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Barack Obama and on the Council of Economic Advisers in the National Economic Council under President Bill Clinton, said in May that President Joe Biden's economic stimulus plan was too big, badly designed, ultimately brought us a lot more inflation than it did in terms of economic growth, and got the balance wrong. Moreover, a report from Morgan Stanley noted, excessive fiscal stimulus provided during the pandemic, particularly the last $1.9 trillion package at the end of March 2021 just as the economy was already emerging from the lockdowns. In our view, this was what turbocharged consumption and drove inflation to 40-year highs, emphasis added. In fact, last Thursday, it was announced that inflation rose 8.2% compared with the year earlier, which is a figure that is worse than expected. Additionally, the core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, also hit a new 40-year high. It was also reported that for the last 18 months in a row, since Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package was passed, inflation has outpaced wages with no signs of slowing down. As noted by The Hill, the report from Thursday showing that inflation jumped higher than expected in September and that some prices have remained at a 40-year high is a bad time for Democrats, who are battling to hang on to their Senate majority and are expected to lose control of the House. Furthermore, polls have shown that inflation and the economy remain the top issue for voters, in addition to a Civics survey showing 62% of voters say the economy under Biden is deteriorating. Kristen Bennett, the press secretary for the Republican-leaning Super PAC, America Rising PAC, told Breitbart News that despite what Democrats are saying, the party's reckless spending spree caused skyrocketing inflation. Throughout their debates, House Democrats have claimed that they have worked to lower prices, but the truth is their reckless spending spree caused the sky-high prices Americans have been left to endure, Bennett said. They created this mess and aren't capable of cleaning it up. This month's CPI report proves that. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.